First up today, though, 1,118. As of yesterday, that's how many cases of West Nile virus had been reported in the United States this year. West Nile first showed up in the U.S. in 1999, and this year's outbreak is now the largest ever in this country. 38 states have reported West Nile infections. 41 people have died from the disease. West Nile is spread by mosquitoes, but officials say most mosquitoes don't carry the virus, and most people who are bit by the mosquitoes that do have it don't get sick. There are some things you can do to help prevent it, though. For example, dressing in long pants and long sleeves and using mosquito repellent, specifically ones with the ingredient DEET. Doctors say if you do develop symptoms of West Nile virus, like unusually severe headaches or confusion, you should see a doctor immediately. Police officials in the city of Chicago are looking for ways to lower the city's homicide rate. Overall, crime is down in Chicago, but the number of murders is up. More than 340 people have been murdered this year. For one night, Ted Rollins joined police on patrol in one of Chicago's deadliest neighborhoods. Take a look at what he saw.
There's a couple places I want to check out.
It's a Friday night on the streets of Chicago in the Englewood neighborhood. Joe Patterson and Leo Schmitz have been cops here for 26 years.
Now, as we go down these blocks, what you do is you scan everything, and when they see that you're a policeman, if they're doing something wrong or got a gun, they start moving away or running.
As we ride along, there's near constant reports of shots fired over the radio. A call comes in that gets their attention.
64th and Loomis, shots fired. That's one block away from the police station.
It's also near a park where in the morning there's a community event planned.
Someone with a gun there, we know we got people over there setting up.
When we arrive, there's no sign of the person with the gun and there's no time to linger. We leave as quickly as we arrive because there's another call just a few blocks away.
Man with a gun on 6444 Bishop.
Several officers are there when we arrive. There's a man in custody and this gun, which was found in the house.
They're still working, so. But that's the name of the game. That's how we stop the next shooting.
This year, the homicide rate in Chicago is up about 30%, which is not what first-year police superintendent Gary McCarthy envisioned would happen when he took the job.
It's playing out not as well as I anticipated. We expected to make much greater gains by this point.
Chicago's overall crime rate is actually down 10% from last year. And like other cities, the murder problem here is concentrated in a few specific areas.
The entire city suffers when that violence happens. And this idea of not in my backyard is not okay. We have to make the entire city safe.
Back to the question we asked at the beginning of today's show. How much of our food will end up in the trash? The answer, 40%. And I'm not just talking about here in this cafeteria. That's across the entire United States. According to a new report, 40% of the food in the country is never eaten. It adds up to $165 billion a year in wasted food. The report says this waste happens along the entire food supply chain, on farms, at warehouses, at grocery stores, and especially at home. It's like a family buying 24 boxes of cereal every month and then just throwing them away. Some explanations for the waste. Americans buy more than they can eat. Restaurants serve more, bigger portion sizes. And grocery stores overstock fresh produce. We want to get your take on this story. We've got a link to it on our Facebook page. If you're already on Facebook, go check it out at facebook.com/CNN Student News. Let us know your reaction and what you think can be done about it. Another study we're talking about today. About 1,000 American teenagers were asked about smoking, drinking, or drug use during the school day. The report found that about 17% of American teenagers are doing this, and 86% say they know someone who does. The survey out of Columbia University cited several influences on whether students ages 12 to 17 drink, smoke, or do drugs. One is digital peer pressure. 75% say they're encouraged to try smoking or drugs when they see pictures of others doing it on social media. Parents factored in too. Students who said their parents would be really upset with them for smoking or drugs were significantly less likely to try it. And those who regularly go to religious services are also less likely to drink or try tobacco or drugs. You just never know what you're going to find in the attic. A man in Chattanooga, Tennessee, was going through some old boxes from his father. He came across an audio reel labeled Dr. King Interview, December 21st, 1960. Turns out, His dad had interviewed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. about the civil rights movement. We have a clip from that recording for you right now. You're going to hear Dr. King answer a question about the impact of the civil rights movement.